joining us on our Let's Talk Ministry. I'm excited about having an opportunity to be able to share with you. Also want to say thank you for praying for Seth and I. We had a great time out in Dallas, Texas. Got a chance to see some snow and some freezing rain, but most importantly, just to be able to be with him was just a real privilege. And so I'm thankful for the staff and the individuals that were involved while we were away. If you have your Bible, Luke chapter 8, just been doing a little bit of reading in Luke chapter 8, being reminded verses 16 through 18 about what it means to be a light in our community. That's been fun. But the verses that I would like to read with you this morning is Luke chapter 8, starting in verse 22. One day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out. And as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the ravaging waves. And they ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who is this that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him?" I like the beginning of this verse 22. On that day he got into a boat, and the disciples said to them, "Let us go across the other side of the lake." He knew exactly what was going to happen on that day, and he said to his disciples, "Guys, I want you to come with me, and I'm going to allow you to experience something that you've probably never experienced before. It's going to be used to build your faith. You have no idea about any of this stuff, but you're going to get a journey with me. And so come get in the boat." And so he set out across the sea. Notice that he didn't not allow the storm to happen. Basically, he was resting, and the waters are coming over the boat. And he doesn't know what really what's going on. The fishermen are afraid. And so they wake him. And you've heard this a lot, but I wanted you to think about it from this perspective. Where is your faith in 2025? I don't know what the storms will be for 2025. We know there's going to be some that will come our way. And those storms are going to come our way to deepen our faith, continue our relationship with him, and allow our hearts to grow so that we can be at awe of what he can do in the midst of the storm. You know, if you look at the end of it, and he commanded even the winds and the water, and they obeyed him. And these people were in awe. And so, in one sense, I'm really looking forward to 2025. In another sense, I'm like, I have no idea what the waves are going to be. But one thing I know, no matter how big the waves are, as long as I'm with Jesus, the boat's going to keep on going. The boat's not going to go under unless Jesus gets off the boat and says, "Hey, now it's time for you to go home to be with our Father. And so your time on this earth is finished." And so praying for you, thinking about you, not sure what all that's going to look like for us. Another opportunity for us to trust the sovereignty of God. Another opportunity for us to walk by faith and not by sight. And you know, you can cross-reference Matthew chapter 8, 23 through 27 and Mark chapter 4 as you think about and read about the storm. But I just wanted to get us into the place where we're saying to him, "Okay, we know you're going to test our faith this year. We don't know what the storms are going to look like, but we want to be in awe of you at the end of the storm." And so I'll be praying for you. Would you be praying for me as there's things that we face as well? And trusting that when we take our last breath, we're going to hear this, something to this effect: "Well done, thy good and faithful servant." So appreciate you. God, I thank you for this opportunity to open your word very briefly, but it's your word, and I know that it has a life-changing power to change one life or 100 million lives. It doesn't matter. But we have to open the book, and we have to read, and we have to sit with the truth of the scriptures. And so we've read your word. We're going to go about our day. I pray you'd help us to trust in your word as we face this day. Thank you for the privilege to have life today. Thank you for the opportunity that we know that no matter how big the waves are, as long as you are with us, we're going to be okay. And so we thank you for that in advance. And we love you, Jesus. Your name we pray. Amen. And God bless you. Have a great Friday.